Praised be Jesus and Mary. Just stop for a second and look at the saint whom we commemorate today, St. Camillus de Lellis, an Italian saint born in 1550. He initially became a soldier, but then had a conversion from this worldly life that he lived. And after his conversion, he dedicated his life to serving the sick. He even founded a religious community dedicated to the service of serving Christ and the sick and the suffering. He persevered in this vocation till his death, which took place in 1614, and his religious community is still active today around the world, fulfilling that same mission, serving Christ and his sick and suffering members. So just a quick thought about this, a quick thought for us as well. St. Camillus always tried to alleviate the suffering and the sick, try to alleviate their pain. He couldn't always do so, but he was always motivated by seeing in them Christ, suffering in his members, and he was always also at the same time careful to make the sick and the suffering, those who suffered pain, make them cognizant of the fact that they had a great mission, they had a great dignity, their suffering had a great worth. If it was lived as the suffering, as a participation in the suffering and the pain and the passion of Christ, then it became redemptive, and then it had great value for themselves and for the church. And how do we participate in the sufferings of Christ? Well, we have to remember this, all of us, who have to deal with our crosses every day, our pains and our sufferings. How do we participate? How do we make them redemptive? Well, the suffering of Christ has as its essential feature the fact that it was freely accepted. Our Lord clearly said in the gospel that no one took his life from him. It wasn't something that was imposed upon him that he couldn't run away from. Rather, his passion and death with all its pain and all its suffering was something that he freely accepted. No one takes my life from me. I lay it down of my own volition. And our pain and suffering becomes a participation in that passion of Christ if we, like him, freely and generously accept it. The crosses that our Lord allows us to carry, then they become redemptive. Then they become a source of grace for ourselves and for the church. It's not enough just to have to suffer. Everybody has to suffer. But if we grumble, if we complain, if we rebel against that suffering, then it's simply squandered and wasted. And it's not Christian suffering. And all those treasures we could be storing up in heaven are wasted day after day. Our sufferings become redemptive Christian sufferings only if we accept them as a participation in the cross of our Lord, who didn't try to run away from it, though he could have, but who accepted it for our redemption. So let's do the same. Again, suffering will never become enjoyable, then it would stop being suffering, but it can be seen as a treasure. It can be seen as a great dignity and participation in the life and the passion of Christ, and then it has a redemptive value. Then we might not enjoy it, but we'll treasure it, we'll value it, and we'll live it with peace, serenity, and joy, as St. Camillus taught those to whom he served to live their sufferings in that way. Praised be Jesus and Mary.